Book 2, Starabella's New Adventures and Mixed Emotions. While you listen to the story and follow along with the captions in the picture book, you'll know it's time to turn the page when you hear, "Please turn the page." The story begins on page 1. Chapter 1, The Exciting Circus.
Who wants to go to the circus?
Called Daddy, coming through the door, waving tickets high in the air.
Me, me!
Shouted Starabella, jumping for joy. This would be Starabella's first trip to the circus. She could hardly wait. Please turn the page. That evening, the O'Clafes were off. Buckled safely into her car seat, Starabella bobbed her head up and down to the beat of a happy traveling tune that she made up especially for going to new and exciting places. She called it, "I'm on my way." Starabella, Mommy, and Daddy arrived at the arena. They could feel the excitement in the air as they were pushed along with the happy crowd on their way to find their seats.
Cotton candy, get your cotton candy here,
yelled a vendor.
Flashing chasers, spinning loads, strobe lights, flashing swords,
cried another vendor who was walking up the aisle carrying a box of sparkling, blinking, spinning toys. Starabella picked out a spinning globe for herself.
Here you go, Starry,
said Daddy. Starabella gleefully waved it in circles through the air. Please turn the page. The house lights went down. The music rose up. All around, children waved their sparkling toys. The darkened room looked like it was filled with multicolored stars. But nothing shined as brightly as Starabella's own eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready to be thrilled by the most spectacular, the most amazing, the most dazzling show in our galaxy.
Bellowed the ringmaster, he blew his whistle. Confetti rained down from the ceiling. Balloons floated up in the air. The exciting show began. Please turn the page. Through a kaleidoscope of whirling colors in motion, Starabella watched, spellbound. Royally robed elephants, attached trunk to tail, trumpeted on parade. Ladies in shiny sequin costumes balanced on tiptoe on the backs of prancing feather-plumed horses. Agile jugglers spun dinner plates on sticks, never letting even one fall. Daring acrobats sprung from trampolines, then somersaulted onto one another's shoulders. Adorable puppies in pink tutus danced on their hind legs, then flipped backwards through candy-striped hoops.
Wow,
said Starabella. Daddy said,
yes, Starry, circus performers make what seems impossible, possible.
The excitement came to a halt. The ring stood empty.
What's going on?
Wondered Starabella. She looked around. There was a commotion going on high up in the stands. Then, swiftly stumbling and tumbling down the aisles, running on stilts, hopping on pogo sticks, tooting whistles, blowing horns and honking their rubber noses came the clowns. looking outrageous in their baggy pants, huge shoes, painted faces, and crayon-colored hair. They tricked and chased one another around the ring. Uh-oh! One of the clown's pants fell down. He was wearing polka dot undershorts. Another clown squirted people in the audience with confetti water, bringing on shrieks of laughter. Starbella imagined funny music while she and the rest of the audience screamed with delight. As the clowns tripped and slipped, Starbella thought to herself,
"Clowns never give up."
Every time they fell down, they got right back up again to finish their silly business. Honk, whistle, toot! The clowns put a smile on everyone's face. It was now intermission. Daddy told Starry,
"Circus performers bring their special acts from all over the world and get along like one big family to put on a spectacular show."
Starbella watched as the circus crew put up tall ladders with platforms and swinging bars high in the air. A huge net was set up below. "They're getting ready for the main event," Mommy whispered in Starry's ear. The lights flickered off and on, warning that intermission was almost over. People rushed back to settle into their seats with their snacks and souvenirs. The oom-pah-pahs of the tubas, boom-booms of the drum, clash of the cymbals, and trill of the calliope filled the arena, blocking out all thoughts except for the excitement to come. Please turn the page.
"Are you ready for more?"
The ringmaster's voice rang out.
"You ain't seen nothing yet. Next, performing acts of stupefying, fear-defying feats of courage, I present to you the marvelous, the miraculous, the magnificent trapeze artist. Here we go!"
Starbella leaned forward on the edge of her seat in expectation. Long, searching beams of light circled and crisscrossed the audience, then quickly swooped down to spotlight the next performers in the ring. Bedazzling in their shiny costumes, they posed and preened for the audience. Gracefully climbing the tall ladders, the trapeze artists seemed to float up and up and up to the platforms near the ceiling. Arriving safely, they waved to the cheering audience.
"Ta-da!"
thought Starbella. Jumping up in her seat, Starbella noticed that one trapeze artist hung upside down by his knees, swinging from a bar. Daddy told her that he was the catcher. The performers took turns flying through the air toward him from both directions. The crowd grew wild, cheering as the trapeze artist twisted and somersaulted once, twice, even three times before being caught by their ankles or wrists. Oh, how they trusted their catcher. He was so strong. Starbella got goosebumps watching.
"Trapeze artists are so brave,"
thought Starbella. She wished she were one of them. She imagined herself this way. The cheers of the audience jolted Starbella out of her dreamlike state. She was having the most starrifical, terrifical fun time. She watched the flight of the trapeze artists, followed by the beams of light. To her, they looked like glittery pinwheels spinning through space. Please turn the page. All of a sudden, though, one of the light beams shined directly into Starbella's eyes. She twisted her head from side to side. The light just stayed there.
Blinding fire caught in my eyes!
She squeezed her eyes shut. Then, the music that she had been enjoying so much thundered through the room and crashed in her ears. Starbella covered her head with her arms.
What's happening?
Waves of fear spread all through her. Starbella fidgeted and squirmed in her seat.
Settle down, Starry.
Scolded Daddy. Hush, behave yourself, said Mommy.
Mommy and Daddy don't understand.
Starbella thought to herself. Her fear turned to panic. Starbella couldn't sit still. She started kicking her feet. The people around her in the audience whispered, shh, and scowled angrily at Starbella, Mommy, and Daddy. What's wrong with Starbella? Asked Mommy fearfully. What's happening to our little girl? The bright lights and loud music only seemed to bother Starbella. Nobody else.
It's a mystery,
said Daddy, sadly shaking his head.
I think we'd better leave.
Mommy, Daddy, and Starry squeezed past all of the happy people in their row, then exited the arena. Please turn the page. Outside in the parking lot, they could still hear the boom-boom of the rousing music and the oohs and ahs and enthusiastic applause of the audience they left behind. In the car on their way home, Starbella hummed her sad tune. It filled all of their heavy hearts. They wanted the sadness to go away. Would the O'Claves ever understand what had happened to Starbella at the circus?